Mm-hmm. They write drama, and the mother called me and says, could you help my son get a job? I said, well, I can help get him a job in New York City, because in New York City, it's a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to work in New York City. He wanted to stay in Connecticut. I forgot the name of the town.
Oh, I see.
Woonsocket, I don't know, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a job there. So he was out of work. So you know what he went to do? UPS. Got a job with UPS. Delivering UPS article. Because he wanted to stay in Connecticut in the little town.
Yeah, and
you know what he is today?
What?
He's in charge of all UPS maintenance facilities. He's probably making $200,000, $300,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because he decided to stay in the town. UPS is a guy's an engineer, we need a facilities director. Bingo. Got him. The guy demonstrated that, you know, you don't have to be too smart because you work with a lot of dumb people. And he became UPS vice president in charge of all the maintenance and facilities. Well, facilities are very big. The facilities, you deal with all the equipment in the plant, you know, conveyor belts, you deal with the HVAC, with the heating, you know, building.
Yeah, so the pretty much.
Facilities is a big job.
Facilities is a big job.
Facilities planning at Estee Lauder, and we deal with all the buildings throughout the, in the world. So he got a job like that. And he made out. And I think he made out because he was educated. If he wasn't educated, it's very difficult. But some people make it. Some people make it. But in our world, you and I, starting from scratch, the only way we can make it is not having a rich uncle or a rich father with billions of dollars that can throw money at you and you can do whatever you want to do. In order for us to move ahead, we have to get an education.
Yeah.
See? Get an education.
Some type of
you and I are delegated to do menial work. Menial work. And you know, you can do menial work until you're about maybe 45, maybe if you're in really good shape, maybe around 50. After 50, you can't do anymore. You really, like for a plumber. You ever see a plumber that's 50, 60 years old? I've seen some.
I've seen some, but
that's the exception. Because you're doing work, you know, turning pipe, moving equipment. And a plumber makes,
more money than us.
Right, it makes more money. Especially if you're a union plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Union plumber, you make a fantastic salary. If you should stay employed, that's the only problem. So anyway, this guy's going to go sit over there.
Oh, okay.
I told Harry, give him something to do. Basic, if he doesn't know it, I'm going to fucking blow up.
Well, the jobs we have now don't really have...
He doesn't know how to do any of those jobs.
We don't have much. We're going to finish those jobs without him.
Yeah, he doesn't know any of those jobs. You can throw... you mean this Mickey Mouse job with it adding two sprinkler head?
Mm-hmm.
Say, add two sprinkler head, he wouldn't know what to do. I'm telling him right now, he wouldn't know what to do.
That's okay. I'll train him.
Alright.
I'll get him up to speed, and within, I'd say 2 months. If he's bright.
He's supposed to be bright.
Well, what I mean by bright is not he's able to reproduce what I tell him to do.
He can
go beyond what I tell him on his own and come back to me with something that is useful, pretty much.
I have no idea, but eventually it'll be you and him. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I'm a little, you know. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Also, I like to take a little more time off. You know, right now I can't take any time off because we got all this work to be done, and now I got a bigger job. I'm sorry.
You have a big job?
The job isn't big. The responsibility is big.
You have a job or they have a job?
No. Side job.
Oh, okay.
I have a huge... It turned out that when the Arthur Ashe Stadium...
Mm-hmm, the one that you were talking about. Stadium. You told me about it.
And there's another one. It's called the Louis Armstrong Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's being demolished.
Wow.
They're going to rebuild it.
He's still going in.
Got the job. That's a big job.
Yeah, but I only give them technical advice.
Oh, you don't actually go and design the whole thing?
They get a lot of field problems. And I do all the hydraulic analysis for all the sprinkler system in the stadium, which is nothing. I have the program. Mm-hmm. Stuff and but there's sometimes like this one here is really the problem is that the Grandstand Stadium, you know, right next to the Arthur Ashe,
mm-hmm.
they have a bunch of three stadiums, the Grandstand, they call it the Arthur Ashe, and the Louis Armstrong. The Louis Armstrong is an old stadium, so they demolishing and gonna rebuild it, which is good because people work. You know, it's a lot of work. For at least a year. It's a lot of work for all disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened at the Grandstand Stadium, I did the analysis. And it's a combined system. I got to spend a little bit of time looking at NFB 14 to understand it a little better. What happened was, I did the analysis, and they have a standpipe in the stadium. That goes all the way up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
When I did the analysis, I said to Jerry, Jerry is the guy that I work with, I said, Jerry, they need a pump.
Oh, that was the one?
Yeah, engineer.
The engineer, yeah, I remember.
Famous engineer. No, they're consultant. They also have to make a living. The engineer said, no, we'll change it to a dry system. Now, a dry system, you got to differentiate between dry system, because it's a dry system, which is pressurized with
air.
You open the hose and mm-hmm. water comes in, that's a deluge valve.
Mm-hmm. Versus?
Or one that is just like the school dub,
mm-hmm.
3920 present. Completely dry.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
With nothing inside, and then the solenoid valve.
They come in, the mm-hmm. pump pumps mm-hmm. it in. This is big. So I did the analysis. You need a pump. You need a pump in order to get water to the hoses up at the station. You need a pump. Okay. They were engineers of record, so they overrule whatever I said. They submitted the drawings to the fire department. The fire department approved the drawings. DOB didn't approve the drawings. They let's put it this way. They haven't done anything on the drawing, and they don't expect them to approve the drawing. The day came. Stadium was open, like it's gonna be open tomorrow. But the OB department came in and says, you can't open the stadium unless you have fire pumps in the system. So they had to go out and rent. Do you know how much money it costs to rent a fire pump? 1,000 gallons per minute. Okay? Meanwhile, as we speak, they're demolishing the stadium, the grandstand. And the people who own and run all these facilities, it's costing a lot of money to rent these pumps at the grandstand. Jimmy says, oh, Louis Armstrong has a pump, 750 gallons.
Use that one.
Came back to Jerry, the engineer manager, my contact, says, can we use this pump? Jerry turned around and says to me, Joe, can we use this pump? So I'm stuck in the middle. I got to look at it. Because there are certain sizes that you select. However, you can do a hydraulic analysis. This is very easy because all it is just one single pipe rising all the way up to wherever you go with two hose stations is a class 3. Okay, class 3 has an inch and a half and a 2.5 inch. And they tell you exactly what the minimum flow is at the minimum pressure. And then you roll way back down. I think 750 would do it, but I have to be absolutely sure.
Sure, yeah.
Because I say yes. Because they put it in there, and the building department comes in and says no. It's going to brrrr back to me. It's fun. but I can scratch my head. And these guys wanted it done right away. You know, I can't take 2 weeks or 3 days. So, what does he do? I said, I want everything you can on this pump. Send me the data, the model number. I think it's a B&G pump.
B&G, okay. Bell and Gossett.
B&G fire pump.
Okay.
They also sell fire pump. Okay? So I'm, besides that, we got this other pump, and then we got, look at this. This is from him. They're going to replace the water heater. Who sizes water heater? I have no idea who sizes water heater. You look at the apartment. This is the floor. I don't know, one of the floor, 24th floor. Okay, let me see where. Here's.
What job is this?
This job will never go away. 545 8th Avenue.
Okay.
It's been around before I was in this company, and these two guys here used to handle it. Guy here, and this is the public hallway right here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one apartment. See, this apartment. This is the apartment. No, nothing. A gas water heater here, and then there's a new gas water heater here. This is removed, but I can't see this. Let me see. This is the apartment. It comes in here, and yeah, it goes in here like this. This is a toilet. A toilet and a sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come here. A sink and a tub.
Okay.
And then you come here, another sink here.
Okay, so what's the issue?
So, the issue is that you got 1, 2, 3 sinks. And one bathtub. Three sinks and one bathtub. That's the issue. Disregard hot water. Is all right. Is there a washing machine? appreciate it.
I know what you did to me. This is a big role, Rex. Like, seriously.
No, but you always put me that way.
Okay,
and? Right. Throw in the washing machine.
I'm sorry, but this is a huge, big space.
I don't see anything else. Just an office.
Do you looking for other fixtures?
Yeah, I'm looking to see what's the water, hot water demand on this year.
Oh, because okay. So you're getting the total amount of fixtures, and then you can calculate
how
much GPM per.
Not all three sinks are going to be using. Not all three sinks and a bathtub is going to be using at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Not all these things are going to be running at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a diversity here. Diversity.
That means they're not running at the same time.
The question that you have to do, that has to be done, is to figure out how many gallons per hour is. How many GPH, gallons per minute, do you need? It's probably small, so that's why they're doing it in GPH. You figure how many gallons you need, and you look at a hot water heater that has a recovery of that much.
Okay. A recovery of?
Well, or you can have a tankless one, or you can have one with a tank. Okay? And I bet you any money that these water heaters are way oversized. Way oversized. These water heaters. This one, new one, is way oversized. Model. Quiet size gas electric model.
So, from what the email says, the one of them stopped working, and they want to replace it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but there's an issue. Let me do my time.
So you're faced with a situation is well, either you downsize, you figure out what the approximately size is, or you just replace it in kind and.
I think people prefer the second option.
Replace it in kind and forget about it. But I'll probably replace it in kind. But then at the same time, for myself, I'll try to figure out what the right size is. See? So that's the way to analyze.
Because you always got to be right.
No. We never. You know, engineering is an approximate. It's not an exact science. If you're a physicist, then you're a physicist. You're exact. You know, 0.00015. We don't do that. For us, that's zero. That's zero. Right? You know, you approximate. And when you design and size something, you size it to a given range. Because absolutely, you're not going to be here all the time. You're going to be either here, this is the minimum that you're acceptable, and you establish the minimum acceptable and maximum acceptable.
So really engineering, as you're saying, is approximation between minimums and maximums, whereas physics is the 0.0001 will make
it's
a significant,
size.
Yeah.
It's significant to us, not significant.
Mm. Yeah, so in school, they teach us the physics way because they think we're all going to do research, right?
No, but you have to start somewhere and develop a philosophy.
They don't teach any philosophy at school on how to do work. I wish they did. That would help a lot.
Ah. All right. So that's the truth of the matter.
Okay.
Okay. So we prepare ourselves to prepare myself to double. Don't forget this job, okay?
What's up?
120 prints.
120 prints. Yeah, I wrote it down. No, this one is not 120 prints. This is 29 West 26. 120 prints.
Okay, that's the curtain.
Yeah.
That curtain. Oh, that's the one you went to see.
Yeah. No, I went to see 120 prints.
Yeah, that's the one I'm referring to. What would you see?
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't really. I need to see what code they're talking about that requires that. It's a stairway that's going down into a basement. The stairs not even wood. It's concrete.
Who put that requirement, but the requirement is that you gotta have a fire separation between this space.
Now, hold on. Anyway, let's end this. They want to build the MEP business.
Yeah, they're architects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like me trying to build a jewelry business. I don't know a fucking thing about jewelry.
Mm.
So how can I build it? Okay? The only thing that they have going for them, I'm talking about Meltzer Kost, the two architects, the two principals, it's architecture, buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And normally what they do is they take on a building and then they assign all the MEP work to a consulting engineer or if they have an engineer in the department, assign it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember that ultimate aim for these two guys are the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Make money.
Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Where they get the dollar? Time. Billable times.
Mm-hmm.
Billable times. And you got to be able to do the work fast because everybody else is doing it fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to run and keep up with them. Otherwise, you're not going to make any money.
Yeah, true.
Fast and accurate. That's why you got to have all these templates and all that. And the biggest competition we have is Sidereus. Sidereus?
Mm-hmm.
Miguel went there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's still there. And Miguel, when he left, we were still talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that Leo and Ed
give their work.
Give whatever architectural work they had. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, MEP and architecture. Instead of giving it to him, they give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now they're gone. So they're looking for work.
I see.
They're looking for work. And believe me, if they think that it's more advantageous for them to pass on the work to consultant.
Yeah, we're there.
You're out of fucking luck. So that's why I don't give a shit because I'm not gonna be in this business for long.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need to do is do as much as you can to learn as much as you can
before the ball drops down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you go out on the street,
I'm valuable.
This is more valuable than cash in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because when you're on the street and you get all this knowledge, you can work anyplace else. If you get a PE, you can work for yourself.
Mm.
Work for yourself. You don't need to work for anybody. Sergeant McPhee. But you gotta know, in this business, it's easy, not difficult. That's not the easy. I remember a young engineer that I used to mentor at Estee Lauder. His name was Adam Stein.
Mm-hmm.
He's young. He's out of college. He's got a job in the facilities department. And I used to talk to him. He said, "Hey, Adam, if you have to walk on the street, yeah, you should." Adam said to me, "Joe, I looked at sprinkle work. It's so boring. I used to think it was boring, but it's not boring at all. It really isn't boring. Okay? There's a lot of stuff that you know, that you have to know. Key stuff, not. Sometimes you get into in a situation where you're in production, you have to get the drawings out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't spend much time. You know, these engineers that we deal with, they don't spend too much time because if they spend a lot of time, the fee is consumed in labor. And they don't make any profit.
Yeah.
You need profits to keep going. You know, to keep going. And sometimes they make mistakes. And there are a lot of jobs out there because these guys, medium sized company, they can't find people, so they hire people like you.
You mean they can't find experienced people?
Right, so they hire people like you, you know, guys out of college.
Yeah.
So they need somebody to mentor them.
And that's the problem, because that costs money to mentor.
Right, but at least you can do drafting. I can say to you, whoa, do this, give it to you, and you get in there, you do it.
No, well,
you do a little bit at a time.
You become a
draftsman, basically.
But that's the dilemma that young engineers are having, is that people aren't even hiring for draftsmen anymore because they're barely getting much work. So they want to get all-in-one package from somebody with 3 to 5 years experience where they can just be with that one person and
get... I don't know, it depends. Again, experience depends what kind of experience you have.
That's true.
Okay, because...
They want someone that can do everything.
If you come to this company here and you spend 3 to 5 years here, okay... What have you really done?
All I can
say... You could done some fire sprinkler work.
Yeah.
You haven't done any plumbing.
No.
You haven't done any real HVAC.
Yeah, not big projects.
Fuck cares, you know. You haven't done any of that. What's the biggest unit that you expect out? 5 ton? 10 tons?
We 15 ton.
Yeah, 15 tons. That's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
We got one 50 tons, but I don't know where that's going to go.
Okay? Yeah.
We don't know where that's going to go, but at least we spec that out.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Yeah. So anyway, mercantile, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me find out what the fire... I'm just curious, because I just wrote a long email to Jessica on 496.
Mm-hmm.
This is 5 tenants. You can't have one system for 5 tenants.
I mean...
Unless you have a central system. If you have a central system, you own the building, you pay for the maintenance and operation of that unit. And then you can send whatever the apartment needs.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the best thing is for each tenant to have their own system, because then they own it, they operate it, they pay for it.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know what this fucking is. 903. Let's see what M. The fire area has to exceed 7,500 square feet.
Does not exceed that.
Okay. An automatic sprinkler system should be provided with that. Throughout any group M occupancy, fire area where any other following condition exists. The fire area of any size is located more than 3 stories above grade. No.
No.
The fire area of any size contain an unenclosed stair or the fire area of any size contains an unenclosed stair or escalator connecting 2 or more floors. What's an unenclosed stair? I don't know what that is.
I guess
open stair? Open?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would think.
Just open.
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
The fire area of any site contains an unenclosed stair or escalator connecting 2 or more floors.
2 floors is 1 stair.
Yeah. But unenclosed means that it's a stair without the walls. The regular walls that go down, you know? Stairwell?
Mm-hmm.
You got a stairwell?
Yeah, this
one. Is that what they mean?
I think so. We need to probably define what unenclosed stair means.
Well, unenclosed.
We get it. Word. But you unenclosed.
Unenclosed means it's not enclosed. What's enclosed? The stairwell.
Exactly.
There's no stairwell. Is there a stairwell? Stairwell?
It's just it goes down. That's it.
Maybe that's it. That you have to put a. You have to do that.
For one reason. My.
But then, if you enclose the stair, you don't need a
Because it could contain...
You don't need a fire sprinkler system.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
But since you have it on enclosed there, but you do have a fire sprinkler system, you're okay.
You should be okay, yeah.
Right, it's a sprinkler there, right?
There's a sprinkler there. But not on top of the stair at the bottom, the basement, but...
No, if it's there's a fire in the space.
If there was a fire...
Yeah. Is there a fire in the space, is there a sprinkler?
Yeah.
To mitigate the fire?
Yeah.
That, but according to this, that's all you need. So what are they talking about?
I don't know. But all I know is that these people are trying to get their buildings, the CFO on their building as fast as possible because they want to...
rent it out, probably.
Yeah, they want to keep renting it out. And so they have a tenant there. Have a tenant they're renting out to it right now. I don't know if the tenant's paying. I don't know that. But...
Oh, yeah, they're paying. Unless it's the kid or... A relative or something. But yeah, if you're not around,
these are nice places. They have Drake ties. They have Nikon watches. There's a lot of nice stuff in there.
Okay, so the way I see it is that to avoid putting a sprinkler system, you have to have an enclosed stairwell. That's the way I see it.
That's why I say, again, we need to define what an enclosed stairwell is. And once we have that, we can show the client, hey, this is what an enclosed stairwell is. This is the requirement.
That's what it is. Whoever.
Well.
Not to us. Was it Jonathan?
Well, I talked to Sasha. This is Rob's job. But I talked to Sasha, who's a building manager there. Very nice guy. And he just wants his building to be co-compliant with his CFO. He doesn't really, if he can avoid work, he'll be happy to do that.
We do that too, because then we're looking out for the client.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But what's the issue with this fire water curtain? What's the issue?
There's no real issue. The building, there's sprinklers downstairs in the basement, and
you're covered. According to 903.
If there's a fire to happen, it's not from up top that the water's going to come down. You're going to mitigate the fire at the source, which is in the basement.
Yeah, but the basement has
sprinklers there, yes.
Sprinklers. So we meet this condition here.
We technically meet the condition.
Right.
But in case we are missing something and there does need to be a head somewhere up on that stairs, the enclosed, knowing exactly the definition of enclosed staircase, of unenclosed staircase,
yeah, we'll be able to help cover us. To me, when I read this, is to avoid putting sprinklers.
I understand. What I'm suggesting.
I guess it has to be 3-hour fire rated or something.
It's well, something fire, like
you
that.
Run up.
But what I'm suggesting is, we want to avoid it. But if we can't avoid it, what are our options? And that's, once we know that, we can make a clear decision. We got to know what our options are. If by chance, Murphy's Law. By chance, we made a mistake when unenclosed staircase means something different. You know. That's what I'm saying. I honestly think we don't need to install anything there. That's my honest opinion.
According to this, you don't need to install it.
After going,
the protection.
After going there, I don't think that's needed.
Who's the one that came up with the fact that you need a water curtain?
Well, that's what we're going to have to find out, and we're going to also have to define unenclosed staircase, and that's it. Anyway, good enough.